Hi, this is Bob Gerst with East Coast Capital, and today's topic is don't expect a wave before closures. Don't expect a wave before closures. With ongoing high inflation pushing up everyday costs, some people are worried they'll create a flood of foreclosures. Here's why that's unlikely. Serious delinquencies are on a decline. According to Moll Bossell, principal economist with CoreLogic, May's overall mortgage delinquency rate matched the all-time low, and serious delinquencies followed suit. Furthermore, the rate of mortgages that were 6 months or more past due, a measure that ballooned in 2021, has receded to a level last observed in March 2020. Basically, fewer people are seriously behind on mortgage payments right now. If foreclosures were going to rise significantly, more people would need to be late on their payments. Since most are paying on time, a wave isn't coming. According to Bill McBride, founder of Calculated Risk, there will not be a foreclosure crisis this time. If you're concerned about a flood of foreclosures, the data shows that's not likely. Some highlights. With ongoing high inflation pushing up everyday costs, some people are worried that'll create a flood of foreclosures. Here's why that's unlikely. Fewer people are seriously behind on mortgage payments right now. If foreclosures were going to rise a lot, more people would need to be late on their payments. Since most are paying on time, a wave isn't coming. If you're concerned about a flood of foreclosures, the data shows that's not likely. This is Bob Gersh with East Coast Capital. We do this blog, video, and podcast Monday through Friday at AskBobGersh.com. If you have any questions, like to reach out to me, the best way is through AskBobGersh.com. If you do see me at a local coffee shop, tap me on the shoulder. Let's sit down, have coffee, and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Have a great rest of the day, great rest of the week. Enjoy life. Until next time.